This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Well, it's time for the parenting corner, and this is going to be like exceptionally cute and interesting. We're talking about literacy, right? But we're talking about it from a different point of view, from the point of view of three-year-old Leto, who's looking at me right now in studio, probably my youngest guest that we've ever had on Power Weekend Breakfast, and the most interesting guest we've ever had, because Leto is a loving, intelligent, and adventurous three-year-old who's always willing to try new things. And Leto can read and Leto can write. We find out more from Leto's mom and Leto herself in the Parenting Corner.
The Parenting Corner.
Sanbonani.
Sobona.
Kunjani, Sistombi. Nkona nami. So, Ntombi, you are Leto's mom.
Yes.
Tell us about Leto.
Leto is a very adventurous kid.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves to learn. She loves to try new things. She can copy anything.
Mm.
Yeah, she's very quick in copying stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's the reason why when you teach her something, you show her, she's quick to remember those things.
How did you discover that?
What?
That she was so quick to learn, so quick to copy. Were you trying to teach her to read?
So, no. Mm. We've always wanted to teach her stuff.
Yes.
So, from a young age, we bought her, like, educational toys.
Sure.
We bought her toy shape puzzles. She watched cartoons, so she will copy the cartoons. Mm. Yeah.
So, hello, Leto.
Hello.
How are you today? Good. Tell me, Leto, how old are you?
Four.
Are you four?
I'm fine.
Oh, you're fine, yes. And how many years are you? How old are you?
Three.
3 years old. Such a big girl, hey? And tell me, what is your favorite thing in the world to play with? Your favorite toy?
Dog.
A dog. That's fair. What sound does a dog make? Woof! Was that a dog or was that Auntie Pavi? Woof! So this book that you have, Ntombi, in front of Leto, I mean, you know, people go through the phases of learning how to read letter recognition at maybe grade R level, which could be 5 or 6. And
yes,
then at grade 1, really, it becomes solidified 6 or 7. But you're saying to me that Leto can read.
Yes, she can't read everything.
Sure.
But she can read the level 1 book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get that right?
So it was, she was playing a game on her cousin's phone, which required her to match the picture to the word.
Yes.
Right? And then when I wrote those words down and asked her to point at the word, like I would say, okay, where's dog? The word dog. She was able to remember those words. And then I was like, okay, let me teach her how to read.
Mm.
And then when I researched more about it, and then I saw that it was more effective to teach her letter sounds.
Yes.
In that way, she will be able to read a lot more words than
can sound it out.
Yes,
yeah.
Memorizing a lot of words. And then, yeah.
How did you research that? How did you find that information?
TikTok.
On TikTok?
Yes.
On teacher TikTok or literacy TikTok? Who?
TikTok. So there were teachers just showing people how to teach their kids how to read.
And then
I also researched the sounds, because I also didn't know the sounds of the letters.
What do you mean?
Like, what does P say? Because we only know that P, the what's this? We only know how to recite the alphabet A, B, C, D, E.
Got you.
But I didn't know that A says E, B says B. So I had to research those sounds and then try to research the most common sounds that I can start with.
Yes.
For a toddler.
What did you find?
I found that the most common sound for A is eh, mm-hmm. instead of ah.
Ah.
Yes.
Which makes a difference.
Yes.
Which makes a difference. So, I mean, did you sit at home, use your data, and this was your full-time job? How did you put this into your life?
It wasn't just an exciting thing that I did. So it doesn't take long because I love education and stuff. So I always tutored kids. So 5 minutes a day.
Yeah. And I'm sure also for a concentration span, you want to make it still exciting yes. and interesting for her. Give us a little bit of your background.
I studied BSc in chemistry at UCT. And then I have a master's in chemical engineering from Vets.
Amazing. Amazing. And so what work do you do?
So at the moment we are running a business. So we sell educational materials.
I see. Okay. So you can help us with our toddlers.
Yes.
Your daughter is so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
She's giving me this look now like, ish. Okay, when are we going to get to the exciting stuff? So, do you want to show us, maybe? I know this is an audio medium,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a Letterland book here. And for anybody who's kind of gone through the school process with their little ones, you'll have an understanding of what Letterland is. It gives you the letter and the sound. And maybe you can explain it better than I can, says Ntombi. But you have this book here. Can you mm-hmm. show us what young letter can do.
Okay. So the first thing that we did was to teach her how to sound out the letters and to blend out loud. So that's the first thing that you need to do with your toddler. Because once they get the sounding out loud and blending out, then they'll be able to blend on their own when they read.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, let me sound out which word. Little. Huh? What does this word say? K O N F E M. Did you guys hear that? Yeah. So what we practice a lot of sounding out with using three-letter words, and then we moved.
So bless you, baby girl. Yes.
And then we moved to a book.
No. You said three-letter words and then you said confirm.
Yes, because she has progressed to longer words.
Please give us another one.
Okay. What word? Let me see here. Letu, what does this word say? Kulumele phezulu ne? Okay. I can't think of a word, so I'll just take P O N D.
Pond.
Did you hear that?
Yes, you said pond.
So we practice a lot of sounding out loud. So now when she reads on her own, she can sound out each word.
Holy
and then
moly.
Blend it.
Okay.
Yes, so let's ask her to read.
Yes,
hopefully
please.
She reads out loud. Letu.
And Dad is also here encouraging the situation. Yeah. So the mic is just fine there. We can hear it just fine if you can just make sure it's there.
Okay, funda.
Go. Oh. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Bend.
Mm-hmm.
Bed.
Funda lena. Sound out.
Bend.
Mm-hmm. Funda la.
Less.
Little. Baby. Baby. Mm-hmm. Funda la, baby. Mm-hmm. Sound out. E. Funda.
E.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
in dirt.
Hang on, before you turn the page, tell us what those words were on that page.
Okay. Is Ben in bed?
But we heard her say that, ne?
Don't be.
She calls her mother by her first name. Hey, Ntombi. Well done, Letu. Well done. Ufunde kamnandi, Letu. That was beautiful. Oh, she wants to read more. And here we go.
Okay, fundala, baby.
Tabe.
Yeah, nyabo. She loves studying the pictures.
Yes, of course.
Okay, Letu, fundala, baby. Fundela phezulu, ufundele phezulu. Fundela phezulu.
Oh. No. Ban. Not. E. Ban.
Sound out, Lena.
Ban.
Front sound out, baby. Sound out.
Ben.
Sound out. It's in there.
Ben.
It's in there, baby.
Ben.
Sound out. Le. It's in there.
Ben.
Good.
Yes, let's do.
Sound out.
You're so amazing, baby doll. Oh my gosh. I mean, to describe what we're seeing is this three-year-old.
Yes, she just turned three on Monday.
She just turned three.
Yes.
That is extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Thank you. Looking
at this book with such interest. And you know, when you look at the pictures to gain an understanding of what the story tells you, as opposed to just perusing the pictures.
Yes.
So you can see the concentration in her face, and you can also see, Sis Ntombi, that she's interested in the book and
she
in
is.
The story. She keeps grabbing it, she keeps turning the page for herself. I mean, you're raising a little genius here.
Thank you.
That is so special. So when would you say she started? I mean, books, it seems, were around all the time, Miss Scientist.
I only started teaching her how to read this in January.
Wow.
Yes.
Sure. I mean, this is... Yeah.
Ntombi.
Give her some attention, Ntombi.
Yes. Nice.
What is she asking you?
She's showing me another book on the cover.
So tell me about the products that you sell and the educational equipment that you sell.
So we specialize mostly on the... on flashcards. So it's flashcards that teaches kids how to read, and also flashcards focused on maths and animals, shapes and stuff. Yeah.
Amazing, really amazing. And how do we get hold of you to get them?
So we're on Instagram. So right now our website is down, but we have a website, and also you can order via WhatsApp.
Okay.
Our WhatsApp line is on Instagram, on the bio.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah? Tell us. We also want to know a little. That's why when I said to her, I'm Auntie Pavi, she looked at me like, what is that? Because your name is Pavi, not Auntie Pavi. Who's Aunt
Ayu? She calls me Ntombi.
Yes, if she calls her mom Ntombi. That is too cute. What do you usually do for playtime?
She loves painting. She loves riding a bicycle. Oh, she does a lot.
Is it? Active.
Yes.
Active.
Yes.
I mean, many of us are trying to raise a genius, okay? We like are just, you know, I mean, Randy's got a similar age child to yours. We're trying to give these kids as much stimulation to expose to as much as they can so that they can reach. I know we only use a small portion of our brain capacity as human beings, but we're trying to stimulate that our children can use more and more and more. And it seems like you're on the right track. Give us advice. What do you think from a very young age we should be doing with our children?
Okay. Just buy educational toys. Make time for your kids. So whenever you buy the toy, don't just give it to them and leave them to figure out how the toy works. And also just take 5 minutes teaching them something. And while walking around, there's always something to learn. Like it, you can show them that's the tree and what the tree does, how it grows. And then when you're cooking, you can also let them join you while cooking. Yes. So there's always something to learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think because we're so either busy or preoccupied or whatever, I think we want to just get the cooking done.
Yes.
But actually, that's a teaching moment, isn't it?
That's true.
Grab your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, we've given Le two headphones, the three-year-old, but we haven't given headphones. I hope you can hear out of them. And Dr. Stephen has called in, and he's, you know, always interested in our work when we talk about parenting. Dr. Stephen, welcome. Ntombi's here, Le two's here.
Good morning, Le two. Good morning, Sis Ntombi.
They're here. They're listening. Hi, we're here. Yeah.
Okay. The first thing, let me start with the parent. I take my hat off. I appreciate the fact that both the father and the mother are committed actually and always been giving this child the courage.
Yeah.
It is something that I cannot actually overlook. I have really wanted actually to encourage other fathers also to be involved in actually getting to know their children. Mm. And I like the fact that she has actually said that the best toy that she likes is a dog.
Immediately
it led me to saying that this child is going to be a veterinarian. She's going to be growing up being close to the animal. And then we must also look at it. And then it is wonderful. I really, this is my best weekend that I'll ever spend hearing what the 3-year-old
can do.
Twinsies can say, can read, and understand. It is a blessing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen.
Okay, thank you.
And it is an absolute blessing. It is an absolute blessing. Little, we're proud of you, Nana.
Okay.
Well done, my baby. Thank you so much, Ntombi.
Mini.brainx on Instagram.
Mini.brainx.
Yeah, Brainx.
Brainx. Mini.brainx.
And Letu is Letu_nanas.
Now, Letu has her own social media.
Yes.
What does she do there? She shows us.
Yeah.
Letu_nanas.
Yes.
How beautiful. Thank you for bringing her in.
You're welcome. And thank you for
Dad,
having us.
You're also here in the background. And I mean, this is just such a heartfelt and kind of true life example of what's possible. You know, I think if you have a real focus and intentionality around education, literacy, you're going to bring that into your home.
Yeah.
And it seems like you are really doing that. So thanks for bringing that
to
our attention.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was so much fun. 3-year-old Letu, encouraging parents and children. I'm very inspired. I'm very inspired because reading is so important. Speaking is so important. And, you know, I see it all the time. In the corporate work that I do, and someone who is highly brilliant, the most strategic genius, but then not able to articulate that, it loses people and undercuts their own potential.
That's
a very sad space to be in. So I know often the conversation is had around English is not intelligence. Yes, I agree. But being able to articulate yourself in whatever language, to be able to get what's in your brain out.
That's true.
Joe, that's what you need to do.
Yeah,
so you're starting
true.
Here young. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. So that's a wrap of this conversation in the Parenting Corner this morning on Power Weekend Breakfast.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.